Small businesses are the cornerstones of our local communities, and small business owners are hardworking and passionate people who are chasing down their ambitions while there's a lot on the line. So, let Verizon champion your small business dreams. Whether you own a small business, are scaling one, or starting one from scratch, you need Verizon Small Business Days. From April 22nd through April 28th, you can partner with Verizon business experts for small business support. During Verizon Small Business Days, you can receive a free tech check with a one-on-one meeting with a Verizon business expert. Plus, Verizon business experts will provide you with personalized advice and solutions that are tailored to your specific small business needs. Take advantage of special offers and deals during Verizon Small Business Days and get more for your business. Verizon, well, they've got you back. Don't miss out. Book an appointment today. Just call 1-800-483-4428 or go to verizon.com/small business. When it comes to your finances, go for the credit card that's always there for you. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, that means no more waiting for, quote, normal business hours just to get a hold of someone. Real service from real people whenever you need it. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
I'm Gary O'Reilly.
And I'm Chuck Nice.
And this, of course, is Playing with Science. And today we're back in the swing. Yes, we are. It's golf.
Yes.
And Dr. Craig Davis, performance optimizer.
Yes, absolutely.
So we're here talking with Dr. Craig Davis, performance optimizer.
Yes, and golf coach Sean Foley, man.
Yes, and here we are in the Hamptons, no less.
Indeed, yes.
For the U.S. Open golf tournament. If you think it's quite simple, ball on a tee, swing and hit, good walk ruined, or whichever view you have, we might just be able to change your minds, because they are two incredibly interesting people. Two of the leading components that you will not hear a great deal about.
Right.
Because they are behind the scenes, but the golfers themselves depends so heavily. And there's one calling.
That's right now.
Could be Tiger.
That is Tiger saying, yes, please, I need these two guys. So I need them desperately.
So this is how important they actually are. Dr. Craig Davis, who is a golf performance improver.
Or optimizer.
I like optimizer.
Yeah, absolutely.
And of course, golf coach Sean Foley.
Absolutely. Gentlemen, how are you?
Yes.
Good. Thanks for having us.
Hey, thanks for joining us.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So how many times have you been to the US Open between the pair of you? Now
20 something probably.
Yeah, it's been we were very young when we got out there originally, but it's been every year for me since 2007.
Wow.
So 11 years.
Nice.
Biggest change.
Yeah, I think the
field's gotten a lot younger.
Yeah, 100%.
That's the big thing.
The field's gotten a lot younger and the field has gotten a lot longer. These guys are, you know, you get these young kids coming out. It's not all of them, but you see a lot of them like 6'2" 195.
Right. So physical specimens opposed to just what it used to be.
Just athletes playing golf.
Athletes.
Sooner?
Well,
they're maturing sooner physically as well as in their game.
Before you used to have a lot of people who were golfers.
Yes.
Right? And now you're having a lot of people who are athletes that golf. And so there's a difference now in the person, the individual who's playing this sport. You know, before, I think historically you'd have a lot of people who are playing golf who didn't play other sports. And now you have a lot of people who are great in other sports who are playing golf because it's kind of cool now to play golf.
Yeah. Well, and you see that with many other major league athletes from different sports, what they all love to do. Everybody wants to be a great golfer, you know, no matter who it is. But before we go any further, why don't we just get from both of you kind of a breakdown of what it is that you do with a player and what it is that you're looking for in terms of metrics to improve a player.
And just to add to an extra dimension to that, there are 101 and more golf coaches. What makes you so unique in this particular field? Sorry, Dad.
No, that's perfect.
Yeah, you know, it's a good point because there is a lot of people who do both what I do and what Sean does. I think the difference is not too many of them have spent the time analyzing all the components that go into being a great professional in our fields.
All right.
You know, so I've been fortunate to have a roommate out on this tour since I started who is one of the preeminent golf coaches, but also one of the preeminent minds in golf, not just about the golf swing. So how Sean looks at performance is very unique compared to other coaches and very holistic. So that's a great influence that I've been able to have that no one else has been able to have. You know, I've spent more nights on the road with Sean than I get to spend at home with my wife. So it's a very unique relationship.
You must like each other, I think.
We've never had a single argument.
No, absolutely not. Yeah.
That's incredible.
Well, that's more than I can say for me and my wife. So good for you.
So, you know, that's a massive advantage that I've had.
Yeah, for sure.
And then from there, I've just been fortunate to have a passion to follow the body and where the body is in all aspects of science and quasi-science, you know, like around what people can study. So looking at how the body moves, both from a micro level and a macro level, looking at the energetics of the body, how do we optimize the geometry and physics of the swing by tweaking how the body is able to move.
So you're improving the game by not doing anything about the game.
Yeah.
You're going to the genesis of it all, the body.
Absolutely. I'm trying to create an environment that allows Sean to have an easier job to allow his players to give the physical essence of the golf swing.
So can you give us kind of, because our listeners, of course, love the science and the sports.
Yeah.
And that's what both of you guys are, especially together. So can you give us kind of a look at the tandem effect that you have? Like you said, you may adjust a player's body. I would assume that would mean you mean positioning.
Right.
And like, you know, in terms of contorting, I would say. And then, Sean, can you tell us what that does for you and how you respond to that when you're looking at a swing?
Well, I started out like very intuitive about all of this, like way more creative. And then I met Craig in 2001 and he kind of blew my mind with a couple things that I'd never even really thought about yet. So I was just kind of an intuitive golf coach. I was young, really young, and just trying to make a living. But I knew I was really capable because whether I knew or not what I was doing, most people got better. So I knew how to get that. And then as I met Craig and he started breaking down like physics and kinesiology to me, then the things that never interest me until I realized that they could benefit what I'm interested in. So I started to learn it that way. And so basically any sports motion, period, is about applying force and torque through an optimal range of motion. Mm-hmm. So we could measure on force plates and 3D why Messi's like low no-spin kick is so effective.
Right.
Yeah.
But people say he's gifted from God. I mean, okay, whatever. That's not, to me, that's not really accurate. Okay.
Well, for us, science is God. No, I'm joking.
but that's,
I just had to say that because it sounded really good.
You channeled your inner Neil.
Yeah,
didn't you?
Yeah. Just like, yeah.
I think the word talent and all that and the things that we hear like thrown around quite often just comes from like mediocrity being okay with itself is to believe that someone was born just like so much better. And I think that that's I don't really believe that. So
I'm with you on that.
You know?
I'm glad you said that because, and Gary will attest to this because Gary's a former professional player. Okay. So for instance, what was the free throw percentage? We found that, who was it? Steph Curry has an 89% free throw percentage. That's not natural talent.
No, he's grinded his way to that.
Exactly. That's,
if you look at it though, right? So say, and this is kind of what happens with these like super athletes, right? the environment is so massive in the intelligence. So Steph Curry grows up, his dad's Del Curry.
Right.
Yes. Okay? Yes.
And brother Seth Curry, let's not forget.
And Del Curry is like close mates with Glenn Rice, right, who can shoot. And Ray Allen is like his mentor. Yeah. So you have three of the best three-point shooters of two generations. And then when your dad is playing in Toronto, you don't leave the court, and then you just sit out there with Vince Carter. So I just watched a documentary on Vince Carter that was really funny because it had like Steph when he was like 10 and they couldn't get him off the court. Mm-hmm. So when he went to the McDonald's All-American basketball camp, he was sweating for 2 hours before they showed up for practice, and everyone was early for practice.
Right. Yes.
And so that's kind of it. So, you know, when I see what goes into Justin Rose, who's the third ranked player in the world, and this guy coach that Craig's worked with, yeah, okay, at 12 and 13, he showed like a really interesting skill. Mm-hmm. And if that was like a little bit of strength and balance and proprioception and hand-eye coordination,
right,
then he's a visual learner, so he's watching his heroes. He's going from there. But to see how he's taken himself from, I started with him at 28, he's now 37, to be the best player he's ever been right now at 37, mm-hmm, when all the young guns are coming up, mm-hmm, and how much further he's hit it, how much better he's got at certain things that were weaknesses, mm-hmm, you see the work. So when someone's like, gosh, he's so talented, it's like, no.
Not at all.
If Michael Phelps was talented as a swimmer,
yeah,
when he came out of the womb, if they chucked him in a pool, he would have done the breaststroke out.
I got a feeling he might have, though. And I also think he has gills. I'm just saying.
I got a feeling he would have been to the bottom of the pool. So like the thing is,
when you talk about an athlete...
Except for the Nirvana baby on the cover of In Utero.
Never mind.
Gotcha.
Sorry, man.
No, that's good. Good. So,
good catch. Thanks.
I'm here for you.
When an athlete goes deep into their career and shows their best form, that must really please you as a coach, because you're thinking, all right, they were good before. The body is beginning a downward slope, because that's the way it goes, depending on the sort of sport you're involved in.
Absolutely.
But they're still able to buck that by bringing their best game. Hmm. So it has to have some, I mean, is it just about you beginning to be knowledgeable about your game and how best, or are there other factors that come into play? So do we know more?
Well, with the science.
Yes, exactly.
With the ability to measure it now, right? So I have a bunch of devices. I have a 3D unit from K-Vest. And
for analytics?
It's like, for example, you put it on the player,
uh-huh,
and then you set it, and then they move, and then you can look at the range of motions and the amount of rotation and side bend and all these different things.
Yes.
And a lot of it is the things you're seeing come so much from effect, that the causes aren't many, right? Principles, there's thousands of styles, but there's only a few principles that matter in the whole deal when it comes to almost anything.
Right.
Right. And so I think what happened is that being able to measure force in the ground and 3D, and then using a radar like a TrackMan to follow the ball to give me all the information from impact,
mm-hmm,
that was something that I sort of pioneered on the PGA Tour. And I remember having that TrackMan out there years ago, and it was like one of the first ones. Yeah. And you know, the next thing, it was like 65 to 80 of them.
Every coach now,
every player, right?
Yeah.
Why shoot a video when I can get really a thumbprint of what happened at impact, and then problem solve from that point?
Right. You can reverse engineer a swing. Mm-hmm. You can actually take from the point of impact, go backwards, and correct,
right? But the thing is about impact, though, is where I've gone in the last couple of years is so much into the loading and the movement of the center of mass on the way back in the backswing, which is kind of a linear movement, a rotational movement,
right,
a vertical movement. You're doing that. And then I'm just saying, someone's not really limited in their movement. Because if they are, now I've got to skin the cat the other way.
Okay.
But I'm still going to get to what I want, because there's other ways, right?
Just say no cats were hurt during this incident.
No, sorry. Yes.
But they were delicious.
But so that's to me now, it's all about how I'm setting up that moment in transition, because as soon as the grip and the hands start arcing back down, impact is a thousandth of a second away. So once it starts coming down even more than that, there's not really a torque or a force that you can do.
You're not going to be able to change anything
angular,
at that point. Right.
That's going to be more the vertical force and the rotary force creating torque in the body at that point. So if you go back really and look at the greatest ball strikers of all time, you'll see the center mass of the golf club, which is close to the golf head. You'll always see it trailing behind the net force vector from what the hands are doing. So, so the hands are twisting upon the shaft and they're pulling and pushing. So what's been really interesting, especially amongst power, is like we'll hear ground forces. But I've seen without a doubt where the center of mass of the golf club comes down based on where the net force is in the hands, you're going to see completely different ways that people hit the ground.
Cool.
And so I think that to me is where golf is now, where we'd never been, is that Sasha McKenzie, who's a physicist and biomech out in Nova Scotia.
Okay.
All right.
Is the person to have like detailed and created the algorithm to show this. And so now all those things when I was 25 that really worked for me, I now understand why they do.
Cool.
So when I didn't understand, it was easy to go away from them because I didn't really realize why they were so good. But once you recognize why it's so good, I think the goal of a coach, a technique coach in any sport, is you're trying to get your understanding to where you guarantee the person in front of you that you won't harm them.
Nice.
Because it's not about how much you can help them. It's about how quickly you can harm them in so many ways.
Interesting.
Also, there's a fear bump.
Oh,
that you've
got to, that you really got to get over and make them feel it's okay. It's okay. It's psychologically than anything else.
But it's just having enough knowledge to know, like, I've worked with a couple new players lately and being able to, like, what I really want to see them do, that guy's shoulder can't do that.
Gotcha.
So you got to find another way.
So is now, this, is there, this where I was going to say, we are. We're both in the same place. We're like, so Greg, now tell us.
Is this you?
How do you do that?
Yeah, absolutely.
So is that when the phone rings?
Yeah, so exactly. So you have a coach will say, hey, I have this player. This is the technique. This is the movement I'm trying to achieve. This is where I want the club to be delivered from. And then you have a player who either has a gifted amount of internal, external rotation of the hip. You have internal, external rotation of the actual shoulder joint. But if they need to squeeze out an extra 10 degrees of shoulder external rotation, you know, kind of what we were talking about before the show, how can you do that if you're not going to get any more out of the actual shoulder joint, the glenohumeral joint? Well, now we can look at how does the scapula, the shoulder blade, how can we change the movement patterns of that shoulder blade in conjunction with how the ribs and the spine are extending and rotating to all of a sudden elicit or just a 20 to 30 degrees increase in shoulder external rotation without actually changing what's happening at that joint because you've changed the rest of the joints in that chain or sequence.
So at the moment I'm hearing the knee bone is connected to the shin bone.
Yeah.
And it is basically quite simply without being rude.
Absolutely.
You kind of go back to, right, if I can't move that particular joint, let me work with the places around it and then ease that out. So maybe then you
I've
pick
seen,
that
I've,
area from other, from some other areas. That,
I've seen though with people with like say a shoulder issue that Craig will focus like mainly on their left ankle and really work through that area. And that, I mean, it's not just connected. Mm-hmm. This could be connected all the way to the epicenter of the universe, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So based on what you just said, Sean, Craig.
Yeah.
I have a friend who basically told me he was working with somebody kind of like you, but like, you know, on a more personal basis. And he said something about ankle, knee, hip, shoulder. Is that an actual like zigzag connection or there's some kind of connection?
There's connections that go literally. So everything, like you said, everything's connected. Our body is made out of a tensegrity model of connective tissue, right? So if you're looking at, we all know connective tissue being, you know, tendons,
right?
It's a very obvious one. The outside component of the bone, the periosteum, is continuous with the tendon. It's the same tissue, right? It is literally the exact same thing. We just call it something different. So geography-wise, we can communicate.
Right.
It's the same. So the capsule, so the periosteum or the outer covering of the bone continues as the joint capsule, continues then as a tendon, which then spreads out into the connective tissue that goes throughout the entire body, literally from every single cell's DNA out to the skin. It is all connected as one. And that is the model of where our electrons, our energy moves through the body. It's where movement comes from. It's where force transmission comes from. Everything is connected. It's so much more than saying, you know, the ankle and the knee are connected.
I know, man. You went down on a microcellular level too. I asked about ankle, knee,
yeah,
and hip, and you were just like, "Nah, brother, I got to break this down on a microcellular level, yeah, for you."
Why do you think I said these are the two secret components of, wow, the major golf tours? All right, so we're going to take a break now, but we have more golf with Craig Davis and Sean Foley when we get back. If you've enjoyed the first bit, you're going to love what's coming up next.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. Dear small and medium businesses, no one wants happy customers more than you do. So you need a business partner just like you, like FedEx, who understands your passion for serving your customers because they have the same commitment towards you. That's why FedEx offers you picture proof of delivery, packageless and paperless returns, as well as weekend home delivery to 98% of the US on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. What's more, FedEx Ground is faster to more locations than UPS Ground. Trust FedEx for timely deliveries. See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
Whether you're a family vacation traveler, business tripper, or long weekend adventurer, Choice Hotels has a stay for any you. And that's good, because there are a lot of me's. Choice Hotels has over 7,400 locations and 22 brands, including Comfort Hotels, Radisson Hotels, and Cambria Hotels. Get the best value for your money when you book with Choice Hotels. Cambria Hotels feature locally inspired hotel bars with specialty cocktails and downtown locations in the center of it all. Hey, that's me. Radisson Hotels have flexible workspaces to get the most of your business travel and on-site restaurants. That's me too. And at Comfort Hotels, you'll enjoy free hot breakfast with fresh waffles, great pools for the entire family, and spacious rooms. Hey, that's me too. I guess I'm just going to have to stay at all of them. Choice Hotels has a stay for any you. Book direct at choicehotels.com, where travel comes true.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
And welcome back to Playing with Science. I'm Gary O'Reilly.
And I'm Chuck Knight.
And we are still stuck in the rough with Dr. Craig Davis and, of course, golf coach Sean Foley. We are talking about the sort of tactile issue of I need to loosen up this muscle, so therefore I can massage that into, let me very basic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're talking on a microcellular level where we are playing with electricity, voltage.
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, if we're looking... So, you know, if you go back to Eastern medicine, they talked about qi or energy moving through meridians.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So we've now been able to look at the body and say, okay, the connective tissue, which is made out of collagen, that is where our electrons move through the body. Okay. So if you're sitting on the grass, wet grass, or the edge of the ocean, and you have salt water kind of coming up and lapping at your ankles, you are taking energy from the ground, right, which was put there by lightning strikes.
Right.
Put into the ground. And goes into your skin, up through the connective tissue, up through your entire body, and literally powers your body, right? Each cell. So
now, mind you,
yeah.
Right now, you gotta understand our audience.
Yeah.
And so there's guys right now and women sitting listening, and they're just going, "Hey, Shirley MacLaine, keep your chakra stuff to yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
We want some science. What are you talking about?"
Perfect.
So go on.
So
I just
want
to let you know that's what's being thought right now.
You may well have heard that before.
Yeah. No. So they've shown it's not even, you know, woohoo stuff, that the connective tissue is literally where the energy, the electron transportation takes place. That's
okay.
Shown.
Cool.
There's people out of MIT who are studying how our collagen works to build faster microchips. because they've shown that the energy goes through our cells at like 10,000, I think, I can't remember if it's 10,000 feet a second or 10,000 meters per second, but either way, incredibly fast. It's 10 times faster than the fastest microchips they have now. Our bodies are an incredible conductor of electricity, in essence, right? So what happens, we are no longer getting energy the same way we did 1,000 years ago. Our food, obviously, as we all know, is way less in terms of quality of food, right? If you take an apple now and it's grown GMO'd, it's sprayed with chemicals, it's grown in crappy soil that doesn't have the nutrient value, that apple isn't as nutrient dense as it once was.
That's our water, why I like right? it.
Yeah.
Behind. Our water. It reminds me of alcohol.
No, please carry on.
Yeah. But our water's the same, right? Our water is not as clean. It's not as fresh. It's not as charged as it once was.
We're drinking. I mean, I was just in the city in New York on the weekend, and I was sitting on the steps, and I was looking around and wondering how many people in front of me have not actually touched the ground with their feet.
No contact with nature, right?
Period.
Yeah.
Period.
That is a serious concept, man.
Well, that's where we're going.
That
is a really serious concept. I have. Do you know what? I don't even know what made you think that, but that. Like you
no, he told me that like
that's where we're going.
Yeah, you just saying that honestly just like, jolted me a little bit.
Well, why do you think people feel better when they go on vacation to a sunny beach? It's not because they have rest.
They're with the same. They're with the same people. They're with their family, so they're with the people who stress them out.
Yeah, they're touching barefoot.
You know what I mean? They can't leave work now because they got that.
Yeah,
and they think it's the sound of the waves, and it's just they're just sitting in an electrical grid.
They're getting charged,
and their body's
charging them.
Healing.
Interesting. Very interesting. So, okay.
Ground charge, barefoot, touching nature. Every piece of nature has a magnetic field we interact with, right? But we don't have nature around us anymore, so we're losing that connection. We're losing the energy from the ground because we're not touching with our bare skin. Most people never touch nature, as Sean just said. We're eating crappy food. We have water that's got low pH, and all pHs is an energy level, right? So if you have a pH of 5, that's acidic.
Okay. We're inactive.
Yeah, it means it has less energy. Less energy in the body means that you can't hold as much gas. We know that a charged
fluid... Oh, you don't know me very well, Craig.
Yeah, but a charged fluid holds more oxygen, right? If our bodies aren't charged, we can't hold more oxygen.
Right.
And that's when chronic disease starts coming in. That's when our bodies start breaking down. So when we work with our athletes who are constantly degrading their bodies from doing such a high velocity, high force movement, if we don't give them an environment where their bodies can heal... They're not going to heal. And that's
so now,
our advantage.
Have you seen from what you've done,
Have
you seen increased oxygenation or oxygen intake on a cellular level, or if you're able to measure that?
Yep.
And secondly, based on what you just said, what kind of performance metrics have you seen in terms of improvement?
Yes.
Do you have quantifiable
data on
that?
You can use different things. So you can use... you know, items like Omega Wave and different other heart rate variability monitors where you're looking at what's happening to the heart and the variability in the beats of the heart and other parameters that measures. You can actually measure using different devices like Tenon's device where you can measure the voltage or the impedance of the body, that changes dramatically when you're getting in a more charged environment. And by environment, I'm talking all those things, water, food, everything else. And then you look at the tissue quality, and the tissue quality changes dramatically and heal so much faster when you're in that kind of environment because you're changing how the body can act as a tensegrity model. You know, you talk about overuse injuries. The reason you get overuse injuries is because you've changed the stress and how it goes through the body, which changes tensegrity.
Which, when you look at major golf tournaments, you are playing for 2 to 3 hours?
6 hours sometimes.
Right. And then you're going to do that again the next day. And if you go deep into the tournament, you're going to play 3 rounds.
Four rounds.
Thank you.
Yeah. You play four rounds, play 72 holes.
Right.
It's typically around this time of the year. It gets to about 100 every day.
So you've got, you've got recovery issues. You've got repetitive.
You have neural fatigue. Yeah,
yes.
So many. Because
every hole is a vacation, right? Every hole is stress.
Yeah.
Every single shot is stress.
And the thing is, stress is like, people need to understand, right? Like stress doesn't need to be like, when we think of stress, we always think of negative, right?
Right.
Right.
But it's stress is just the activity and productivity of the brain. So it's, if a guy's sitting there and he's playing around 18 holes and say we're at Shinnecock Hills, there's a lot of decisions that need to be made 4 or 5 hours. Like it's all a decision. When they go semi-clear and then just become the athlete, they've gone from, I like to call it like going from Einstein to Picasso Like, I do this simply with like my young kids, just to kind of teach them a process. I don't necessarily believe in routines, because I know a lot of people who are the greatest who actually couldn't even tell you what their routine was. They were just really effective.
Yeah.
And the thing is, if a routine is so helpful, then how come every time I do the exact same routine, I have completely different results? So that, and that's, you could look at any sport like that. So the NBA is full of guys who are shooting terrible at the free throw line who have really articulate 10-second routines.
Yes. Right?
So when you start, it, once again, if you're going outside in, then you're probably always going to be flawed in your understanding. But when you're looking at like where this all started, this used to, with Craig, that used to be like ART treatment, you know, and then went down the hole more with this. So at first it was like, you know, guys adjusting backs, then going into tissue expertise, then going nutrition, then going to training. So I've watched what he just said there. I've literally watched it from next to him happen for all those years. Mm-hmm. And it couldn't, you know, Craig could be listening to someone like Dr. DeGrasse and start to dial that into how he's seeing what he's seeing. And so you see the evolution of the professional, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And you see the treatments get better. And then the best part is having my own issues is as they progress in their understanding how to treat the body, the treatments happen faster. And it's just really, so you can, the, I mean, so you, I understand the science world. You've got quantifiable
evidence of sitting there thinking, right, I've given this player, this golfer to Craig, and he's come back to me with this enhancement, and you're able to do these things, and you've seen this on a number of occasions.
Yeah, or just he gave someone the ability to have a 10-year career. Wow, like where they right. would just be, they were not designed to like bend over and turn fast. And so it's keeping them in the game. Like no one's designed to be a scrum half and take head-on collisions.
No, no, you know? Fair enough. Yeah, I get that. It's a rugby reference.
No one's really, designed to run 13 kilometers around a Premier League field 4 days a week, right?
Mm-hmm. So it's, there you go.
You know, there's only so many George Best guys who just did it and didn't stretch and smoked at halftime and were the best.
Yes.
The rest of them are.
They were. He was, yes.
Yeah. Right.
And he did.
What a legend. Right?
Yeah, absolutely. I know it's elite athletes. It's the top of the 1% of elite golfers.
Right.
But for other sports and for non-sport related human beings, like Chuck and myself, is it still applicable?
Absolutely.
Maybe not teaching us to swing a golf club that we don't want to, but
of course.
But yeah, what you do, Craig?
Absolutely. So looking at literally the energetics of your body is extremely important to everyone. So I have one of my friends from back home in Canada who's apparently been diagnosed with fibromyalgia. And been living with that for the last 8 years, pain every day.
Terrible, very painful.
Yeah. And since she's changed the energetics and where she's getting food, where she's getting water, and how she's charging herself, she doesn't have symptoms anymore. So
good for her.
Yeah. So everybody can do it. And it's really just a matter of looking at, okay, what is the way that I can optimize the health and wellness and the performance of my body? Like, I look at performance not just in an athletic sense, but how can I perform on a day-to-day basis at the top of my peak? What's my peak?
I have osteoarthritis in my left ankle and right knee.
Ooh.
And so that's just come from what I've done, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But some of the things we're doing right now is because I'm 44, at 60, that'll be a problem. It'll be a life problem.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so, you know, you see like a lot of runners who ran their whole life, and it's funny, it's not as healthy as people think it is, but they ran and they ran long distances and long distances, and then they quickly get obese in their 60s because they're so broken down in their ankles and their knees that they can't really exercise now.
Yeah.
And it's really, so I think it's long-term. It has to do that. And obviously if Craig is able to increase the ability for the body to heal itself,
right?
You know, it's knocking out thousands of things a day.
There's
that we
tons
don't
of
even
problems
know,
that
right?
it answers. Tons. And by the way, just for those of you who will not be watching us on StarTalkAllAccess.com and you're just listening to the podcast, Sean is actually so young looking. He looks nowhere near 44.
No,
actually, he's so young looking. He could be black. That's how young looking he is.
He's sort of, actually. It's a long story, but.
All right.
Long story.
So I'm just wondering, when you first get a golfer and you explain what you've explained to us, is there that moment where they give you the quizzical look and you have a hard sell, or just generally having come through Sean, you get, I'm in?
Well, I'm fortunate that this isn't my first rodeo out here.
Okay.
And so I have people who tend to come to me who know what about, right?
All right. So
I think success has something to do with that too. Like when you have success with one player, other players say, yo, man, what happened to you?
100%.
Like, what's going on with you, man? I noticed. Yeah. And then that player says, oh, well, you know, you must know. And then I think that would make guys probably a lot more amenable to whatever you have to say, right?
When you have a guy who literally can't play golf, mm-hmm. and then comes back and he ends up being the number one ball striker on tour less than a year later.
People,
that's big.
But it's also at people, because you know it's no different than any high school cafeteria, right? Like the grown up world is no different, and it's people suffocate with comparison. Mm-hmm. So it's like, what's he doing? Why has he been so good? Why is he? Oh, it must be because of that guy.
An interesting analogy. Yes.
Yeah. That's exactly why I hate my brother. Yeah.
But as it goes on, it's like, I remember when I was 2013, I was coaching Tiger and Justin Rose and Hunter Mahan.
That'd be Tiger Woods, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And just
you know, Tiger had won like 5 times in 8 weeks. Justin Rose had won the U.S. Open. Hunter Mahan was top 10 player in the world. I would get emails from agents nonstop. And then when I was fired by Tiger in 2014, mm-hmm. I wouldn't get any emails. So that's...
Right.
Now you just stay in the game because there's going to always be ups and downs. That's what it is, right? Yeah. That's almost the beauty of it. That's uh-huh. It's almost the thing I love about adversity, adversity and going through difficult times is I love it as a challenge just to see how absolutely upbeat I can stay. So I like the harder it gets, actually, the more I like it. So I tried to like teach my young kids that I coach that, like the climb is way more gratifying than the summit.
That's where the growth comes.
So it's actually that sort of lesson of embrace.
You have to.
Yeah.
See it as something that will be transient, but embrace it, see if what it is, put it there.
But
the next time you revisit this sort of phase, you're not broken by it.
No, we know so little, period, right? Like we know like so little that there's no use in trying. I love when players are struggling, you can hear them always saying like, I'm just trying to figure it out. And I'm like, how's that helping you?
Yeah.
Figure out what?
Right.
If a golfer comes to you and they want an advantage, what sort of percentage of their game would they be saying to you, that's what I need? Well, 10%, 5%, 1%?
I have the data on that. I did I wrote the foreword for a book from Dr. Mark Brody, who's a professor at Columbia University.
Cool.
And so he came up with strokes gained. And so it's a long story, but what he basically figured out was, okay, I met this guy who I was introduced to as the best putter in golf. And the saying in golf is drive for show, putt for dough.
There you
go. Everyone knows that.
Everyone knows that.
Exactly.
So we're all shackled by the sayings of forever, right?
Right.
And so that's just one of those. You just heard it growing up and you're like, oh, right.
Of course, yeah.
And you never really looked and noticed like, God, the junior golfer who wins every tournament I'm in hits it 60 yards by me, right? So as time goes on, he meets this guy. He says, how many times have you won? And the pro says 6. And he's like, well, how's that work? Now he's in the math department at Columbia. Now he's a dean in the business school. So he just starts kind of messing around. And, stroke gained approach came out 7 or 8 years ago. I remember I saw strokes gain putting and was like, what is that? So it said like the guy gained 1.5 strokes with his putter.
Uh-huh.
So in an individual sport, how do you know what's good or bad? Because we had guys hitting a lot of greens in regulation, which was historically an attribute of a guy making money,
but
then lose their card. And so you would look at it and someone would say, well, he couldn't.
So now for the non-golfers, you're going to have to explain that. Because you can just break that down. No, because you said you're seeing guys hitting a lot of greens and then losing their card. But just break it down for people who don't play golf.
Right. So how he saw it was that if you look at Tiger Woods, Jack Nicklaus, Annika Sorenstam, Rory McIlroy, Justin Thomas to an extent right now, Dustin Johnson, Justin Rose, these players who separate themselves in their generation, but especially Jack and Tiger and Annika, right? That's next level.
Yeah, that's next level.
Is they were really competent from 175 to 250 yards.
Right.
So what happened was their skill set and their physical advantage gave them the ability to hit a ball further and higher, and in doing so, land it softer,
right,
and make the golf course shorter. And so it's just that that's the math, right? So if you take the top 10 putters in the world, the average 65th in the world ranking. If you take the top 10 hitters, so tee to green, they're 13th.
Right. And the idea there is when you talk about strokes gained is it's a game of the least number of strokes.
Yeah.
That's the entire game in a nutshell.
Get in the hole.
So if I can get in the hole quicker, I win. It doesn't make a difference how well I can putt.
But that's the data, though, too, that really helps. So, you know, we were taught, like, hit your wedges all the time, okay? But if you look from, like, guys will set out on tour, and they'll set out cones at, like, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100 yards.
Right.
And they practice that for, like, 2 hours. But then when you look at it as their scoring percentage for the year, it takes the average player on the PGA Tour, I think it was roughly, 2.52 strokes to get the ball in the hole from 30 yards.
Mm-hmm.
And from 100 yards, it was 2.7. So what's the use in even practicing 40 to 100? Do you see what I'm saying?
Right. Yes.
It's really not. So one, if you have a 50-yard shot, then you made a mistake because no one wants that. Because what happens when I have less velocity, I don't have the ability to create as much time in the air and spin, so the ball's not going to stop us.
So you're restructuring strategy.
Oh, 100%. And
wow.
And that's been,
exactly.
That's been the thing with the science, right, is that we have the ability now to measure these things. But the problem is, as so many things occur, is sometimes the science just becomes part of the method, right? So guys can hear the same things and completely interpret it differently.
Hmm.
And that's the tricky part. You know, that to me is where guys will start to use the science, but it becomes a bit pseudo because it matches the method. So we're not into methods. We're into principles and laws. You're into
the numbers, the math, and making it work. That's great.
Each set of numbers is different for each player.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because, as you know, they're biomechanically, we're all anatomically the same, but very different.
Very different. We all have different resonance.
We will take another break.
Yeah.
I hope you're enjoying our golf special right now with our really great guests, Dr. Craig Davis and Sean Foley. We'll take that break and we'll be back very, very shortly with more from these two gentlemen. Don't go away.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley. For the love of home.
Welcome back. Right, let's get straight to the last part. Sadly, the last part of this interview with Dr. Craig Davis, who is a performance optimizer. I love the idea of that. Yeah, and Sean Foley, who is a golf coach. But really, golf coach, it doesn't do him justice.
Not at all.
He is so, so intense and thoughtful. So, all right, let's pick up where we left off, shall we? So something that struck me earlier on, you talked about someone who has only so much capacity for rotation or the joint. Can someone just turn up and say, you're too bendy, you're far too flexible? Can you be just too loose?
Oh, sure. Yeah. A lot of the girls I coach in high-level amateur golf and professional golf have massive amounts of hypermobility. Mm. Sometimes these girls have a hard time transferring the energy because there's not really any XL, D-cell kinematically in how they move. And then there can be, because of these just massive movements of their joints, they don't seem to stiffen and transfer the energy out as much. So it's I know I'm using the wrong words with him staring at me right now.
He stares at everybody.
You have no idea.
We do.
What is happening to me right now? Yeah. I am just like sitting here dying because I'm trying my best to be an adult.
Yeah, I hear you.
Failed miserably.
But Sean, at least you're perceptive enough to look at me. You're like, look at Chuck. He is dying now.
Yeah. You're getting younger by the second. Your mental age.
You've got to control 100 degrees of motion. Right, you have 100 degrees of play versus 20.
Right,
it's much easier to control 20 degrees than figure out where you are in that 100 degrees of motion.
Sweet.
So when you have hypermobility, there's a lot more space that you have to own.
Because it sounds like it should be an advantage.
Well, you have to have enough motion.
Yeah.
Right. To do what you want to do, and you have to own that motion. But if you all of a sudden give a player an extra 30 degrees of overall rotation, they don't own it. Now they have way more room to make mistakes.
Right.
And that's exactly. And that's very common.
Wow, that's what an interesting concept. That's awesome.
And where do we go from here? I mean, you seem to me to be two gentlemen who've combined to make a giant leap forward. And I am guessing from the discussion we've had, you're not the kind of guys to just sit down and say, yeah, we've cracked it. You're looking over the hill. You want to see and think about what could potentially be the future. You got any thoughts, any ideas?
Hey, you know, when I just talk about resonance, one of the cool things that the last couple of years it's made a big difference in my job. So, you know, I get to see my players on a daily basis, which is very different than a lot of other therapists or movement coaches.
Yes.
And so I use a lot of the times when my players aren't injured, we use that as the diagnostics. And when I say not injured, I mean not symptomatically injured.
Yeah.
As a time to use the diagnostics with our hands and different other tools to figure out where the body's starting to break down without actually being injured yet. And so now we can use things like this company like Luminous, where we're using electrons and different other natural therapies to increase the healing before the problem actually becomes an injury. So for me,
preventative.
Yeah, there's a completely new way now.
See, I just use steroids for that.
Yeah, well, that's a good way.
And that's a joke.
That's another
Craig,
one.
Look at Craig. He's such a doctor. So look at him. He was like, so well, listen. No, it's a joke.
Hey, it works.
It does.
That's why they test for it now.
That's right.
It's got to
because they do work.
anything that's got high repetition in it is going to be putting muscles and tendons and everything into a stressful environment. And at some point, you're going to find damage.
Well, that's the tensegrity, right? You alter the tensegrity model.
There you go.
Right.
So, and you've got to be thinking, well, look, we'll deal with it when we get there, which is possibly the 80s/90s model for dealing with it. Now, everybody's thinking, well, we know it's coming. How do we prevent that or limit damage?
I think though, too, with the amount of opiates in pain treatments are occurring in all the different sports, it's not even you better get there before it happens. Yeah.
Right.
I can get like a 13 or 14 year old kid who's one of the best players in the country, and I'll look at how he moves through the ball, and I'll just say, you know what, you need to do this, this, and this, and their parents are like, no, but he's playing really good, and I'm like, he's going to herniate.
Right.
How interesting.
L3 and L5, no doubt, by the time he's...
Because you've just preempted my next question. Is the key to keeping Craig away from the athlete just great technique? Because if you've got the great technique, you're not going to have too much interaction.
Yeah, I mean,
is that too simplified?
That's ultimately the goal.
Yeah.
But the thing is we're not... I think what Craig's done well is he looked at it more as performance rather than treatment. Like a lot of guys on tour are just, they just get treated.
Right.
And they like it. And they get, you know, it gives them an hour and a half to themselves. And I mean, who doesn't want to get treated every day? Yeah. It doesn't have to be like a full on treatment, right? They can just flush you. You're in there relaxing. They get an hour and a half with their head down. There's no media. There's no fans. There's no nothing. I mean, all things that they're fine with.
Yeah.
You know, I get a guy and I start working with a player in September, Danny Willett, who won the Masters in 2016.
Yeah.
And so I did a little due diligence on him and found out that when he came on the tour, he was actually quite long off the tee and he got really short.
Hmm.
So I knew I could max him out a bit and not be concerned about it. Like I knew that it was in him to be able to do that. And that's just based on memory and that's based on the brain and that's based on all the neuropathic way, the myelin aspects. It's not gone from him.
No, right.
He's just developed.
He's doing something different now.
Different patterns.
He's different
and
patterns.
And so we got 35 yards of carry off the tee in 5.5-6 months and the neck, shoulder and back pain are gone.
Wow. Yeah. And see, that's the advantage, right? So when I have players who work with Sean, and obviously we communicate all the time, right? Because we stay in the same place all the time. Sure. Those players are coming to me using a technique that fits their bodies that decreases the amount of stress to their body. Versus other coaches who have absolutely no idea. And some of my athletes have worked with coaches who have no clue.
Yeah.
And those bodies get injured more. And my goal is to get an athlete where they move great and then I act like bumpers in a bowling lane and I just try to keep them in that. Right. So I can do that very well with someone who's coming, who's using great technique for them.
Yeah.
When they're not, it's tough to do.
So it's interesting. I think back to my playing career and you don't play a game fully fit.
It's how much of your fitness is actually.
I've heard somebody say there's no professional athlete that completes any season 100% healthy.
I don't care who they are.
Right. Unless they're on the bench. Yeah. If they're playing, everybody's playing injured.
But
even
if you're on the bench, you're probably carrying something because you need to be on the bench. And there's no way to say, coach, you got to count me out because I've twisted a sock
or I've broken
an eyelash. No, there's no way. You just put yourself in the frame every time.
Those were my excuses.
No, I know they were.
All the time.
Yeah, I know.
Just like, my God,
we got your profile.
Ingrown nail. My God, are you kidding me? Hey guys, well, thanks so much.
No, thank you. It's been unbelievably interesting.
Really?
Well, thank you.
Because we've got two people who are working with the elite of the elite. I mean, we do meet elite athletes, but when you get to this kind of level of the PGA, to talk to the guys behind them, to talk to the guys that dismantle and rebuild is just incredible. Yeah, to see how you think.
Yeah, I think the key is you don't want to ever, unless you have to dismantle something because whatever they're doing just causes too much pain. But it's, you know, if you know where to plug in.
And how to plug in.
If you know how,
it's fine tuning, right?
You know, to plug in the cord. Yeah. A lot of it is just, a lot of it is that, you know, I mean, these guys, as good as they are, and they're such chameleons kinesthetically, if they aim in a poor fashion for 3 days, it'll totally alter their mechanics.
Yeah. Wow.
So it's like, you got to be their eyes because when they go out there and they get clear and they're doing their things, like I said, they're.
But you, when you're observing the swing of a golfer and you know what it should be, you're dealing with such small details. You know, how do you train your eye to be able to notice such small, you don't know, you just do.
Just been doing it since I was.
Yeah. When you walk into a room, each of us sees something differently, right? Mm. So one person might see the curtains, one person sees the type of lights, one person sees the type of flooring or the coloring.
Yeah.
And if you're someone who sees the color, you shouldn't be the person who's working on the flooring. And so Sean has just been, he's just extremely good at looking at how the body moves, intrinsically understanding that athlete and being able to pick that up in their swing. He's always been good at that. So he's come into something that makes sense for him, the way he sees the world or life or the swing. It just works for him.
So the first question you ask yourself every time is what's wrong with this picture or what's right with this picture?
Yes.
Good answer. Good answer.
I see everything. I always feel like I'm the hyphen in between the E and the R and moderate. So when it comes to everything, I look at it all, religion, politics, you name it. I see it all through the same kind of, like it's that search for why.
Yeah.
But it's to really know what it's not. Like, I don't necessarily know what's right, but I totally know what's wrong.
There you go.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I forgot the congressman who said that. I don't know what porn is, but I know it when I see it.
Right, yes, absolutely.
I don't know the definition of it, but I know it when I see it. And that's great, yeah.
Yeah. And on that note.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, it was, what a pleasure talking to you.
Absolute pleasure, thrill. So much, and have a great time.
And good
the
luck.
US Open. Yeah,
the
absolutely. Yeah, yeah. Your guys, they can't all win, but hopefully the guys that you work with are successful.
Absolutely. Cheers, man.
Pleasure.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So that's our show. Yeah. Back in the world of golf, and two incredible guests who, although they're not players, are possibly two of the most or more important people involved in elite golf. And I just love the way Craig Davis has got a handle on these things and how his mind is opened up to treatment, but how Sean's attitude towards golfers and how he sees things. No wonder he's worked with elite athletes like Tiger Woods and Justin Rose. I'm sure they're queuing up to get on his list.
Absolutely. Holy dynamic duo. They are a great couple. Kind of like some other people I know.
I'll say it. Chuck and I. I'm not shy. Hope you've enjoyed the show. We look forward to your company very, very soon.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium-iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.